Increasing Arctic traffic and a lack of emergency response capabilities on top of increased demand on maritime and aviation resources has become a growing concern for communities in western Alaska. Looking to assess those concerns, federal officials visited Nome Friday to get a firsthand account of the city's transportation infrastructure. Senator Mark Begich led the entourage, which included U.S. Secretary of Transportation Anthony Fox and U.S. Coast Guard Commandant Paul Zukonft. Begich says he wants Secretary Fox to understand Alaska's unique transportation logistics, especially as the Federal Aviation Administration enters reauthorization and as the country develops its first national freight policy. Fox says the U.S. is anticipating freight transportation to double in the next 35 years, and officials are drafting a strategy to deal with the demand.
It's going to strain our system if we don't have the infrastructure in place. So our goal right now is to design a system based on how freight actually moves. That would include maritime projects and ports and locks and dams and lots of things like that. And then to make the case to Congress to put the resources in place to do it.
Begich says he also wants Commandant Zukonft to understand the region's need for emergency response capabilities. Zukonft says the Coast Guard is committed to building more icebreakers, once he says will have zero environmental footprint. But as far as establishing more bases in western Alaska, Zukonft says Kodiak will remain the branch's northernmost operating base.
Our biggest challenge isn't so much where we tie the ships up, but where do we maintain them? Where do we bring in parts, logistics? Then we have to look at the school systems, families, and the overseas screening that we do. But we find it's much more cost-effective to have larger clustering of Coast Guard presence.
Zukonft says Arctic traffic has increased 400% in the last 65 years, despite a recent report from the Government Accountability Office saying they don't anticipate a significant increase in Arctic shipping over the next decade. Zukonft says the federal government usually takes 10 years to respond to changes, and he says earlier action is needed. Later in the afternoon, the Coast Guard jet touched down in Unalakleet, where the delegation got a whirlwind tour, starting with the Department of Transportation garage, a construction effort to expand the seawall to slow Unalakleet's coastal erosion, and a visit to NSCDC's fish plant to see coho salmon gutted, washed, and packed onto totes bound for Anchorage. For Secretary Fox, it was his first visit not just to Unalakleet but to Alaska, where his department, with an annual budget of about $70 billion, spends heavily on infrastructure projects. Fox says seeing why and how projects work helps the department design more effective solutions.
It is actually the case that people are spending money on the United States having poor infrastructure, whether it's time that they're stuck in traffic or not able to get from one place to another because the road system doesn't exist. It's also just wear and tear on vehicles and things like that. And so we're paying the price already.
And that is part of what Senator Begich says was the goal of a trip like that, for national officials in D.C. to see firsthand how their decisions affect remote communities in Alaska. The Unalakleet visit was fast, just under 3 hours, but before they left, a panel of leaders from different regional organizations spoke to the delegation about topics ranging from high fuel costs to subsistence needs to increased shipping. One point repeatedly brought up was the need for officials to come more frequently. CWERC President Melanie Banky thanked Secretary Fox for flying across the country, but encouraged him to log some time driving along dirt roads to get a more direct experience of people's transportation needs. Banky told Fox and the Coast Guard Zukonft that until you see conditions with your own eyes, the areas where help is needed can often be hard to keep in mind.
So please think about us. The fact that several of our communities don't even have water and sewer. We're living in third world conditions. We're in the most generous nation in the world. We provide humanitarian aid to other countries. And you've got some of Alaska's first people, this nation's first people, still living in third world conditions. So I ask that you don't forget that.
Fox, Zukonft, and Begich spoke one-on-one with audience members before boarding their Anchorage-bound jet on Friday.